Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. First, I give honor to God, to His Son, Jesus Christ, to each and everyone that's listening today, name by name. I'm indeed glad to be here. I thank and I praise God for life, health, and strength. Thank and I praise God for blessing us to see another day. A day was not promised to us, but because of His grace and His mercy, He saw fit to let us see another day. And I just thank God for that. Thank God for blessing us, keeping us in a safe and sound mind. Thank and I praise God because He's so good. You know, we cannot praise God enough. And I just thank God for just being God and being God all by Himself. And I ask you to pray my strength in the Lord. And at this time, I'm going to ask Brother D if he'll open us up with a prayer.
Okay, I'm here. I was trying to get a little peace quiet here. Amen. Good evening. Like my teacher said, we're so glad to be here. We're not going to prolong the time, but I'm asking each and every last one that's listening to us, that came in to fellowship and have service with us. We would ask that you would bow your heads and give God your heart, give God your ear, and pray along with us as we pray. At this time, Father God, we come before you this evening. Father, we come by the throne of grace just to tell you thank you. But we want to thank you for what you've already done in our lives. Knowing, Father, that without you, we just couldn't make it. Knowing without you allowing us to breathe your air, we wouldn't be able to move and do the things that we do. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We ask that you just continue to bless, continue to keep us, Lord. Continue to look upon those that are sick, Father. Bless those that are in the hospital. Give the doctors the mind and the understanding of what they need to do and what medicine they need to give them. And above all, Lord, give them a mind that want to call on you, knowing that you are a doctor that has never lost a patient. Give them a mind to look up towards heaven and say, Father, what must I do to be healed? For we read in your word, Father, where you heal the sick. You gave sight to the blind. You even raised the dead. And we just want to tell you thank you.
Yes.
Lord, we love you so much. We love you, and we truly place no one above you. We have a brother that's in the racing game. We find that sickness has crossed his door. But we know that you're able. We ask that you just go into his house,
Lord.
Me and the sin sick soul, Lord. Give them understanding, Father, that whatever healness you do is the best. Whether it be that you leave them or that you send and call them home, let them know that you make no mistakes, Lord. Father, we love you, Lord. We ask that you just continue to bless. Bless the service that we're about to embark upon. Bless the speaker today, Father. Bless those that are listening.
Amen.
Give them a mind of understanding to be able to hear your word and receive your word, Lord. Give them understanding that whatever may be bogging them down, whatever got their mind entangled, whatever is making them feel like they want to take their lives, Father, give them a mind to be able to speak. Let them know, Lord, that they can entrust them because we trust in you. I must say it again. Let them know, Lord, they can entrust in us because we trust in you. At the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue truly must confess that you are God. Yes. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Father, we ask you continue to bless in a powerful way. Father, these blessed among many. We ask in your darling son, Jesus' name. Let every heart say amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank God for
Jesus.
Amen. True, I thank God for that prayer from Brother D. Powerful prayer. You know, I thank God for that because that's how we need to start our every day, our every adventure, our every endeavor. Whatsoever we're going to do, we should pray to God so that we can accomplish. See, we can accomplish things when we ask God because we ask him in faith. And he will hear our prayers, and he will give us what we need. He'll even give us the desires of our heart. And I just thank and I praise God for that. So we're going to talk today on assurance. Assurance. Now, assurance referred to believers' confidence in God. God responds to prayer and the hope of eternal salvation. Assurance refers to believers' confidence in God. See, we have got to have confidence in God. When we go to God with our petition, we got to go to God knowing, not just guessing, but knowing, having confidence that God hears us and he will answer our prayers. So we say we are believers, we got to be strong in the Lord. So God does, he responds to our prayers. If we just take time and open our mouth, even if we just say, Lord, have mercy, he hears your prayer. and the hope of eternal salvation. See, I'm looking for eternal salvation. I don't know about you, but I tell you, I want to be with Jesus when he comes. I want to be with Jesus when I leave this earth. When you look at how we have gone through different trials and tribulations on this earth, in our trials and tribulations, you know, if we didn't have faith in God, we wouldn't be able to come out of them victoriously. And everything we go to, we want to have the victory in it. Now, assurance of salvation is a God-given confidence for every true believer in Christ of their present approval and future acceptance by the Father. Assurance of salvation is a God-given confidence. See, God give us that faith, but it's us who can't hold on to it. God give you that faith, and when you get that faith, the more you trust and believe in God, the stronger your faith is going to get. Now, we have a verse in the Bible that said, if you have the faith of a mustard seed. Now, a mustard seed is a very, very small seed. But when the tree sprouts, is one of the biggest trees, have beautiful, full branches. So the mustard seed smart started small, but it ended big. So our faith may start small, but it should end with all kind of trust. Our faith should right now be that in a thing that we ask God, we should have faith and confidence to know, excuse me, without a shadow of a doubt that it will be done. Because God told us in his word, he said, ask. Ask and you shall receive. He said, anything you ask of me in my son Jesus' name, he said, I'll give it to you. So the more that we talk to God, the more confidence we should have. The more we see God's wonders and God's work, the more confidence and faith we should have. When we look up every morning and see the sun come out, that's showing God's wonders. That's showing God's handiwork. That's showing what God is doing for us day by day. When we see daylight and we can walk in the day and not in darkness, that should give us more faith each and every day. So a lot of times we say we're saved and we've been saved for years, but we have no faith. We have no confidence. We don't believe when we ask God that we already got it. We don't believe, see, when we ask God and we don't have confidence in what he's going to do for us, that he will do it for us, then we cannot ask. Because if we have no faith, then God won't work with us because he worked by our faith. Now, you think about it. Everybody that Jesus healed, they had faith to believe that he was going to heal. Now, I'm talking about assurance now. But all of this works together. We have got to believe no matter what. If you say, I have salvation, you got to have assurance in that salvation. So now, and salvation, it's a God-given confidence. When God saved you, you should have confidence to know without a shadow of a doubt that you saved. Yes, sometimes you might waver a little bit, but you can always come back from wavering. You can speak Satan up out of your mind and praise God and thank God for your salvation. Thank God for the confidence that he has given you so that you can endure during this time. Because you say, I'm a true believer. If you're a true believer in Christ Jesus, you're going to walk in that confidence. You're going to walk in assurance because you know you are saved. You know you have the Holy Ghost. Now, if you say you have the Holy Ghost and you're not sure about it, well, then you better go back and do that thing over again. Because when we have the Holy Ghost, we have confidence in God. We have confidence in Jesus Christ. We have confidence in the power of God in Jesus Christ, that whatsoever we ask and call on him for, he is going to do it. We're going to walk with our heads upright. We're going to walk in the way that God has given us in the Ten Commandments to walk. The Bible is our guide. But if we don't believe that God left this law for us, then no, we're not going to walk after God's law. See, when you have the Holy Ghost, you're no longer under the man's law, because the law of God has been written on the tables of your heart, which will keep you from doing anything against the will of God. It will keep you from going wrong. And when you start to go wrong, the Holy Ghost will speak to you and turn you back around and will direct you in the right path. So we got to have that assurance. We got to have that confidence. We got to have that faith. Anytime we are in Christ Jesus, we should have that undying faith, that unwavering faith, that strong faith. Not a weak faith. Now, James said a man with a wavering mind is unstable in all his ways. So we don't want to have a wavering mind with our faith. We don't want to think this second that God created heaven and earth and the next second wonder, is that really happening? We don't want to think today was 10 years ago I received the Holy Ghost, and today you're not sure if you got it. Where's that confidence? Where's that assurance? Where is that faith? Now, Psalms 4:3 says, but know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Now, let me read that again, because I want you to understand. See, once you receive the Holy Ghost, God has set you apart. He has separated you from the world and set you apart for himself. Don't you think God save us for nothing? He's saving us and he's setting us apart so that we will be with him when Jesus comes back. That our name will be in the book of life. And we got to believe. You got to believe. You don't see, but you can feel God. You can feel the anointing. You can feel the Spirit. You can feel the Holy Ghost. You can feel God when God is talking to you. A God is directing you. You can feel it. And in a lot of instances, you can hear him talk to you. So just know, in our assurance, in our faith, in our confidence, know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly. Now, mind you, see, a lot of people in the world is doing everything under the sun to say they're godly, but no. If you are godly, you're going to walk in the way of the Lord. You're going to walk in the way that the Bible describes to you to go. So, know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself. And we should remember that long as the day we live. God set the godly man apart for himself. And if you keep that in mind, even if you're not godly, that will make you want to be godly because if God set you aside for himself, that let you know that you will be with him one day. That let you know that your name is written in God's book of life. So when God sets you apart for himself, he wants you to stay separated from the world. He don't want you to turn around and go back. See, we can't afford to turn around and go back because my thing is this. Yes, God will forgive anyone who asks. But I always had this fear of what if I die before I get a chance to repent? Glory be to God. So if we don't do anything, if we walk as close as we possibly can, as close as we know how, as close as we understand in this word, then we are on the right track. So that's why, and I say this quite often, we repent every day. We ask God forgiveness of our sin every day because we could have thought the wrong way. We could have said the wrong thing. And it's not that we're trying to do wrong, but we should always remember that God's ways is not our way. God's thought is not our thought. So we got to ask his forgiveness every day, because when you think about it, the way God look at things is not the way we look at things. We are human. That's why we want to be as close to God day by day as we can. We want to be so close to God that when we call on him, he is right there to fight our battle or to pick us up or to put his arms around you and say everything is going to be all right. See, God's word does not come back to him void. God's word does what it is set out to do. It is us. That the believers, in some cases, the one that say they believe, that causes God's word to be void in their life because they don't believe. See, anything that God says, whether it makes sense to us or not, it is true. And it will and shall come to pass. So we must be assured. We've got to be assured. We've got to be confident. We got to have faith. We got to be assured of our salvation. We got to be assured that we are set apart for God himself. Got to know. When you call on God, don't guess at it. Don't feel like, well, I guess if I pray or if I guess if I need God, he'll come. Don't guess at it. Even if he don't come, still know he'll come. Because let me tell you something, brothers and sisters, you may not really need him right then. He know when you need him. And he's always there when we need him. Always. God does not in any way go back on his word. Our Bible tells us that God cannot lie. And you know, when I first read that, I had to think about it. You think about it. Whatsoever God say, it will come to pass. It shall come to pass. It must come to pass because it came out of his mouth. It cannot fail. So God cannot lie. We can. And we should ask forgiveness every time a lie, sometimes it sneak out and you don't even know it. But always ask forgiveness, because we don't want our souls to be lost for something we could have simply opened our mouth and said, Lord, forgive me. I didn't mean what I said. Or the person that you lied to, tell them, forgive me. I did not give you the right information. Sometimes it don't be a lie on purpose. Sometimes it's something that you thought was true. But you know, sometimes God will bring it to your remembrance right then. And there's nothing wrong with changing it. Nothing at all. Now, God has marked such and set him aside as his own property. Then when I say God has marked such, it is the believers, his believers. God has marked you, and he has set you aside as his own property. Isn't it a blessing to know that I am God's property? That I got God's mark on me? Isn't that a blessing? Isn't that a wonder? Isn't that wonderful? So now God has marked us and set us aside as his own property, made him a special subject of grace and providence, which is the foreseeing care and guidance of God. So now God set us aside, so he's going to care for us. He's going to guide us. He's going to keep us. But we got to allow it. We got to have that faith. See, God got to see that faith in us. We got to have that bold faith where we can stand up for God no matter how scary the situation might look. Because we have got to know that we are in God's hand. Man may can kill the body, but man cannot touch the soul. So why don't we just give ourselves over, accept that God wants us, and give our body, mind, and souls to God. And then we know we will live forever because we're going to walk upright. We're going to believe everything God says. We're going to trust that Jesus is keeping us. We're going to trust and know without a shadow of a doubt that Jesus came to die. He died. He rose that third day with all power in his hand. Not guessing at it, but knowing it. Because there has been no other man to walk this earth like Jesus did. And you look at it, Melchizedek, the king of Salem. He was with no beginning and no ending, no mother, no father. Our Bible didn't show us anything. And when I read that years ago, I said, God, that was you. Walking the earth.
Melchizedek.
But now, when you look at Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came to save you, how can you say that Jesus is not the Son of God? How can you say there is no God? How can you say, well, I don't have to pray? How can you say, I don't want to read my Bible? How can you say, I don't want to go to church? Even if this is your church, the services that we have, at least you are assembling yourself together. That's what the Bible tells us. Don't neglect to assemble yourself together. So we're assembling ourselves together so that we can get the word of God, so we can have that faith preached to us, so that we can begin to believe and know that God got it. So when you look at a person and say, God got me, you better believe it and know it. You better be assured of it. You better have confidence and know without a shadow of a doubt, God got you. No matter how rough the situation looks, God got you. He made you for his express purpose to worship and serve him. He made you to love him, to want him, to look upon him and just worship him. That's what he made you for. So it bothers me when people speak against God. And I'm thinking in my mind when I hear such things, they don't understand what they're saying. They don't know what they're saying, for if they knew what they were saying, they wouldn't say it. Because while we are bucking and talking and putting up our walls against God, why does he take us off the face of this earth? Then our chances for salvation, for redemption, for to be with him, to be in heaven, our chances are gone. And see, the good thing is, God loves us so much, he let us jump, buck, hoop, and holler, ignore him and all, and he's still. Soon as we turn around and say, Lord, forgive me, he's right there
right there,
ready to hold you, squeeze you, and say, my child, I love you. Your father. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to have you with me in that new Jerusalem. Glory be to God. So we have to be careful, and we as true saints of God, and know we saved and sanctified and filled with God's Holy Ghost, you better know God got a mark on you. Glory be to God. Because he's saving you for himself. You're his own property. And he loves you. And it's because of his grace that we are saved. It's because of his grace that we live. It's because of his grace that we love. It's his grace that we can look out and see a brand new day. It's his grace that we can lay down at night and sleep and wake up, open our eyes in the morning. Let us have that confidence in everything we do, that God got it. In everything we do, everything that we say, everything that we ask him, let us have the confidence to believe that he's already given it to us. Let us, when we ask God for something, look for it. Don't give up on God, because he don't give up on you. Let us have that assurance. We say we are true believers. We say we are true saints of God. Let us have that assurance. And for if you're not a true saint of God, if you're a believer, that's a start. Continue to listen. Continue to read your Bible. Continue to pray and talk to God so that you can be sanctified and filled with his precious Holy Ghost. Because that is the spirit that he's going to recognize when he comes back. Now, Romans 8, 38 and 39. Paul said, for I am persuaded, glory be to God, persuaded, I am sure, I have confidence, I am I am assured of, that's what he's saying. He said, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor anything present nor anything to come nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Now, when you look at this, Paul said, for I am persuaded. He made that a personal thing. He said, for I am persuaded. Then he said that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor power nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us. And I notice, mind you, in his persuasion, he picked us all up. He said, we'll be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And see, he made that thing personal because this is what Paul believed in his heart. And see, that is what is with us. When we speak, we should believe. We should already have it ingrained in us so that we got so much confidence and we got so much boldness. And we should be like Paul out of all the things that he has went through. He is still persuaded. Nothing that comes up on him will separate him from the love of God. And we should be as persuaded as Paul is, or as Paul was. We should be as persuaded that nothing, not even death, not life, he said not even life, is going to separate me from the love of God. Not even depths, not even height, no other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And when he spoke it like that, he wanted us to remember and recognize we have got to go through Jesus Christ to get to the Almighty God. Because Jesus paid a price for us. And God put everything in heaven and in earth in his son's name. Glory be to God. Jesus is the door. He said, I am the door, the truth, and the life. He said, I'm the resurrection, the truth, and the life. He's still the door. He said, I'm the resurrection, the truth, and the life. Said, no man can get to the Father except by me. So we should also always remember that when we pray, let us remember in our prayer, we ask God in Jesus' name. We pray to the Father for whatever it is in Jesus' name. Even if we just pray and say, Lord, I thank you. I just want to worship you. I just want to tell you how much I love you. I just want to walk and talk with you. When you get through talking to him, talk to him in Jesus' name, because Jesus is the intermediator between us and the Father, so that God will receive us because we did not try to push Jesus to the side to get to him.
Yes. Thank you.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
That's
Thank
what
you.
We got to understand. You got so many people which don't read the Bible or don't understand or just took their own understanding that want to say it's God only, but it's not God only. Some want to say it's Jesus only. It's not Jesus only. Jesus said, my Father and I are one. Not only that, then he said the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost is one. There is no separating them. Glory be to God. So in our doing, in our prayer, in whatsoever we do, let us do it to God in his Son Jesus' name. In the process, let us walk upright before him the best that we know how. And if we feel like we don't have it right, brothers and sisters, ask Jesus to fix it for you, to show you where you're going wrong and set you on the right track. See, that's why when we ask all these things, we got to ask in faith. We got to be confident. When we talk to God, when we talk to Jesus, we got to be confident. We can't go to God wavering and wondering, Lord Jesus, I hope you will hear me. I've heard people say, well, I hope God don't mind me coming. He's not too tired for me and all that crazy stuff. That's what God wants you to do, to come to
come
him.
On, see, come on, now. So, yeah.
God don't need you to worry about his health and strength. His health and strength
Amen.
Is forever.
Amen.
We're the one that's weak. Glory
Amen.
Be to God.
God.
That
you,
is
Jesus.
A dumb thing to say to come out of our mouth. But that let us know, that let me know, when people say stuff like that, they don't know God. They don't know Jesus. They don't know the way. I don't care what time of day or what time of night. If you open your mouth and talk to God, he's right there because he never sleeps. He got all seeing eyes. That's constantly watching over us day and night. So there is no certain time. Well, I guess I better talk to God before 12 o'clock because I don't want to worry him. You ain't worrying God. You're worrying yourself. You're worrying yourself with your lack of understanding, your lack of belief. So we got to know, I don't care what time of hour that we come to God, we got to know he's right there listening. He is right there all the time. Patiently waiting for us. And all we got to do is come in. Now again, Paul made this personal. Excuse me. He is persuaded that nothing will be able to separate us from the love that we have in God and Jesus Christ. Nothing. I don't care how sick you get. Don't let your sickness separate you from God. I don't care how bad you are mistreated. When you get through hooping and hollering and crying, fall on your knees and talk to the Almighty God, the one that can deliver you. Ask God to give you that strength, to give you that confidence, to give you that assurance, to give you that faith. Glory be to God. Ephesians 3 and 12 says, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith in him. We We are bold. We got to be bold in Christ Jesus. Because let me tell you something. If you're not bold, when something come up against you and you know you can't defeat it, you know it's going to take God, don't be scared to open up your mouth and holler, Jesus. Don't be scared to holler, Father God, help me. If you can't holler Jesus in your fear and you scared something going to happen to you, then you don't have the faith that you say you have. Let me tell you, you got to have faith in God. I don't care where you go. Me and my daughter went the other day to an antique place. We were just looking, basically. But we went to the back, and there was three KKKs back there helping us sell, had their flag and stuff over there. And I walked up to them. My daughter looked at me and started laughing. I told them, I'm not saying praise God nowhere. I said, praise the Lord, brothers. How you all doing today? And you know what they did? They started praising him with me. So we can't be afraid. We got to be bold. God wants us to come to him boldly. When we come to his throne of grace, we got to come to him boldly. Don't worry about trying to pick out what you're going to say to God, but say what comes to your heart, because he already know it. Already know it. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it even seems ugly to you. Who is better to tell of your problems than to tell it to the Almighty God, the one that can fix it for you, the one that can help you, the one that can bring you out and see you through? So we got to go to God and be bold. We got to be bold in Christ Jesus when we confront people.
Mm-hmm.
We got to be bold. Because if we don't be bold, then God's not gonna do anything for us. Not saying he won't never do nothing for you, but you don't have the boldness to stand up for him. See, we got to be crazy enough to believe we call on God to end the situation. He's gonna come out and see about it.
Amen. Amen.
Not sitting there wondering about it. Well, I guess I could. No, don't guess about it. Just start screaming. Call us. Glory be to God. That's boldness. That's confidence. That's faith. You got to have, people call crazy faith, but I say you got to have that bold faith. That bold faith that whatsoever you say, you believe that God is going to take care of you. You got to be bold in your faith with God. You got to be assured in your faith with God. You got to have confidence in God and confidence in your faith. Glory be to God. You got to know. See, being assured is knowing you know you know.
Amen.
And brothers and sisters, I'm telling you right now, when it comes down to God and what he'll do for us, we got to know, we know, we know. We got to stand bold even when we are afraid. We got to stand bold and trust God. Call on him. Glory be to God. Because, see, it's Satan's job to put fear in your heart. But when you stand and trust God and call on Jesus. And you know, a lot of times people scared to open their mouth because somebody may sin. I don't care who see me, and I don't care who hear me. I spend most of my days everywhere I go. I be hollering Jesus. I be talking to Jesus all the time. If somebody hear, let them hear, because it might catch them. You know the song says somebody needs to catch on fire. When you call on Jesus, maybe the fire jump on them and they'll begin to call them too. Glory be to God. But you got to do it out of faith, not out of, even with your fear, you got to rise above the fear. and let the faith prevail. You got to rise above that fear and let that boldness prevail. Glory be to God. 2 Timothy, I'm about ready to wind it up now. But, you know, I thank God because when I was studying this, only thing I can do is what I do. And then God do what he do from the beginning. But the message come from God, not from me. Because I don't know what you need, but God knows. God knows what you need to hear. I didn't say what you want to hear. Yeah. I said God knows what you need to hear.
Tell it.
Glory be to God. So we can't always, I don't think I really know time just sugarcoat anything. But when it comes down to the word of God, we don't need to sugarcoat it. We need to read it as the Bible given and tell what does say the Lord and do it with boldness. And the people walk away and don't want to hear it, brush the dust off your feet and keep going. Glory be to God. 2 Timothy 1:12 says, and this is Paul talking, for the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Do you hear what Paul says? In all his struggling, in his trials, in his tribulations, we know that Paul went through a lot of stuff. Shipwreck, bitten by a spiritual snake, thrown in jail, let down from a window to keep from being killed. Paul went through a lot of stuff. But yet, see, this is what I want you all to see, the boldness in Paul. He said, for the which cause I also suffered from things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed. He's not ashamed of what he went through. He's not ashamed of it. He said, for I know whom I have believed. Listen, he's telling you right there his faith in God. He said, I know whom I have believed. He has not believed man, but he has believed God ever since he was on the road to Damascus. He said, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Glory be to God. Now, what you commit unto God is that soul. You committed yourself to God. God don't want the body. He wants the soul. But he said, against that day, against the day of judgment, he has committed himself unto God against that day, the day of judgment. So when we say that, when he say, I am persuaded, in other words, ain't nothing going to change my faith. Ain't nothing going to cause me to lose my faith, this boldness that I have in Christ Jesus. Ain't nothing going to make me believe everything God say is not true, because I know it is. So we got to get that deep down, bold faith. Faith that can carry you, that boldness that can carry you through your fear, through your hardship, through your sickness. I don't care if you're on the hospital bed, open your mouth and say, thank you, Jesus. See, while we're praising God, see, God blesses us in our praise. Glory be to God. We praise God so much, what you got to understand, we praise him so much, the praise that we have been praising him, sometimes he'll reach back and get that praise and bless us.
Come on, yes.
But we don't need to stop praising. You feel like, well, I praise him on Sunday, that's enough. No, it's not. No, it's not. You need to praise him on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You rotate your praise as the days of the week rotate. Praise him every day of your life, and don't be joking. Be serious. Be confident. Be bold. Be assured that when I call on God, when I praise God, he hear my prayer. We should worship him. There is nothing on this earth, out of this earth, past God, his son, Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost. We should worship no other creature but our Father, his son, Jesus Christ. And people laugh at me when I tell them, you should protect and treasure the Holy Ghost because you don't want to lose it. You might as well be a dead man walking earth. You don't want to lose the Holy Ghost. Once you get it, hang on to it with everything that's in you.
Come on.
And be persuaded. Be persuaded. No matter what, God got you. Be persuaded that your name is written in God's book of life. Because if you believe that, you're going to do everything that you can do to walk upright so that you will be with him, that you will live forever. This life on this earth is not forever. It's for a little while. But when we get to heaven, when we get to Jesus Christ, when we make it through the judgment, when we make it through the gate, we don't have to worry about dying no more, for we will live forever. Glory be to God. So let us, in my closing, I just have to keep telling you because I don't know what it is about this message. It's just working with my spirit. But let me tell you, let us always be assured, be confident, be bold, and believe everything that God says. I don't care how it sounds to you. We are nobody. If it don't sound right for us, let's believe it for the facts that God said it. Glory be to God. So at this time, I truly, truly hope that someone got something from this message. If you're weak, let the word make you strong.
Amen.
If you have fear, let the power of God overcome that fear. Let you help you to overcome that fear.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Glory be to God. Don't be afraid to call on God in front of nobody. For Jesus said, if you ashamed to own me before man, he said, I would be ashamed to own you before my Father, which is in heaven. Glory be to God. We don't want Jesus to be ashamed to own us. We don't want to sit up here and be ashamed to call on his name because Sister so-and-so, she's an elite lady, and she's this and she's that, but she don't believe in God. Sister so-and-so needs to know God. And because you know God, she don't want to have no dealing with you. Brush the dust off your hand and keep right on going. Because it's more important to follow Christ than to follow man. See, Jesus is going to leave us to eternal life. Man will leave us to destruction, straight to hell.
Yes, he will, straight to hell.
So I truly hope I've said something that has resonated with someone. So let us work on that faith, on that assurance, on that confidence in God, not in man, Christ Jesus. So at this time, Brother Tim, I'm going to ask you for a closing prayer.
No, Brother Tim be at work, so he'd be listening. But he'd be at work, you got to give him that.
Brother D, go ahead and close us out. Give us a closing prayer.
Amen. I want to say I truly enjoyed the service as always. And before I pray, the Lord has already answered prayer. I had to get off the service at the beginning of the service. I had a phone call. I received a text message asking me to pray harder. I said, pray harder for me now. So I really need it. So I asked them to call me. I said, call me right now. So they called me, and I had a little talk with them, and we went into a word of prayer again. After I already prayed, we prayed again. And then we came back to the service, and I hear my brother Eric say it every morning. He says confirmation. And the Lord will give you confirmation. Now, I don't know if they are. I'm pretty sure they're still on. They might want to come on me to say something. They may not. I don't know. Not going to push them to. But I will say this, as I'm speaking directly to them now. Do you see how the Lord worked? The very thing that he talked on is what we talked about. And I had no clue what T was going to speak on, but we talked about it on the backline. God is truly no shorter than his word.
Amen.
He just not. God wants to heal man. All man got
That's
to
right.
get out. Remove self. Remove self. Amen. I'm going to ask each and every one of you bow your heads again. Give God your heart. Give God your ear. Pray with me as I pray for you. Amen. I'm still at work. This young man, I'm still at work. I'm trying to avoid this noise and have a little talk at the same time. So each and every last one that's still listening, if you bow your head, give God your heart and give God your, and let's tell him thank you for the word. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, hear your child coming to the throne of grace once more and again today. Lord, we just want to tell you thank you for the taught word this evening. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Father, we thank you. Every 1,000 times, Lord, we just couldn't thank you enough. Father, we pray right now that it touched someone's heart. Touch someone's. And you said in your word, Lord, they that have ears to hear. You should let them hear. Father, we pray right now that someone heard the word. They would allow this word to go forth, that it resonate on their heart and their mind, their soul. Let the Lord do a work on you right now. For truly we trust and believe that God wants to heal. We truly trust and believe that He's able to heal. We just have to remove sin. And Lord, we thank you, Lord. For Father, we read in your word what you said in your word, that you shame to own me down here before man. You said you'd be shame to own me before your Father, which is in heaven.
Amen.
I want the world to know today that I'm on the lower side.
Amen.
I want the world to know that I got my hand wrapped up, tied up, chained up, all in God.
Yes.
And I just tell him thank you. I thank you for those that came in today, Lord. Thank you for those that fellowship with us today. Praying, Father, they would take it home with them, take it to work with them, take it to bed. They would kneel down and pray tonight and ask you, what must we do to be saved? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lord, we know that you're able, Lord, and we know you can. For you said in your word, we have not because we ask not. That lets me know, Lord, all I got to do is ask. And, Father, I thank you for allowing me to be just dumb enough to believe in you. I'm just dumb enough to believe that you are God and that you're God all by yourself. I'm just dumb enough to believe that your word must go forth just like you see it, that your word must be preached throughout all the nations. And we thank you. We thank you for putting on Brother Dog's heart to give us this time on Tuesdays and Wednesdays to spread your word. We thank you for blessing, how you bless God's plan Monday through Friday. Lord, we ask that you continue to touch those that are listening, that they will come in the morning and fellowship with you, that more and more will come each and every day. For you said in your word, Lord, if I be lifted up, you said you would draw all men in the name of Jesus. We ask that you just continue to draw, continue to bless. Touch the ones I spoke with today. Touch the ones I spoke with, Lord Jesus. Touch them in a special way. Let them know that you're still standing by. Let them know, Lord, that you're still able. Let them know, Lord, that you're still healing. And let them know, Lord, that you are still a right now God. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. In our hearts, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Again, we do thank Brother D for that beautiful prayer. And before I turn it over to Brother Dog, I just want to remind you, every Wednesday, same time, same channel, we will be back. I will be back with a time for reflection. Praying that each Wednesday God give you a word. I know he does. I know he does.
Amen.
Come back. Listen, expecting to hear a word from God, because he got a word for you. God always have a word for you. On Tuesday night, Brother D in the Gospel Hour, same time, same station. Come back and be with us. Glory be to God. We just thank God for everyone that came out tonight, and we pray that God bless each and every one of you. And at this time, I'm going to turn the service in back into the hands of Brother Dog.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
All these years, how did I make it this far? Through the valleys and over the hills, I know it had to be God. How did I make it through the storm? How did I make it through the rain? If you want to know just how I got here, it's so easy to explain. It was God's rain. It was God's rain. It was God's rain. It was God's rain. I made it this far. The grace of God, God's grace, God's grace, it was God's grace, His amazing grace. I made it this far. How you brought me, how you brought me through the night. kept me, and you never left me. You stood by my side. There were so many times when I came so close. Old man Deb, he tried to take me in. So the reason I'm here is not hard for me to see. In fact, it's so easy for me to explain. It was God's way. When I strayed away, even though I knew the word, still I would obey. God's mercy and His grace stayed with me and brought me all the way. God's grace, God's grace.
Yes, amen, amen, amen. It was God's grace. Just like Sister Mary and Brother Tim and Brother D said, Brother Tim forgot to open his doggone line as usual. His mind ain't too bright. Brother Tim, you got something you want to say before we get out of here? Sister Mary,
well, I
forgot to open your line.
Thank you. I thought you didn't hit the button, dog. But thank you so much.
No. Hey, Tim, stop putting your, hold up. Let me get this straight. Stop putting your deficiencies on me. If you hit the one button, your mic on, just like you hit the one button last. Don't put none of your deficiencies on me. Come on in here. It's God's grace.
You got to give me some grace, dog. I was doing the best I can. So thank you. The word was great. I enjoyed it. And just a great job. Thank you, Sister Marion, once again.
Praise God. Glad to be with us, Brother Tim.
Always, Brother Tim. Always, Brother Tim, always. All right. With that being said, guys, we're going to conclude our time for reflection with Sister Mary. We hope somebody got some out of it. We had people on here. And Sister Mary, I'm mad with Sister Emily. She over here at the racetrack, and she didn't get on the show, and I set the show on, and she didn't get on the show, so I'm kind of perturbed with her. Oh, now she's going to hit the one button. Now she's going to hit the one button. Come on in there, Sister Emily.
Well,
she's going to hit the one button.
As you know, my dad's been having me do 1,000 things, but I have been listening when I heard the word.
Okay. You got saved.
That's a blessing.
Sister Mary,
thank you, Sister Emily.
Sister Mary must have prayed for you to get saved because I was going to get you. Hey, see, Sister Mary, she can't say
she
didn't know about the show.
I didn't
want to
yell at my background noise.
Yeah, cause I know.
Now
well,
she
I got.
Can't
you forgot. I'm in
know.
The same. Well, hold up. I'm in the same place she is, Sister Mary. So if I can conduct my business, she can conduct hers. I'm in the same place she is.
And I don't ever hear you say anything about what the word was. You just closed the show out.
Excuse me. My job is the engineer on here. My job is the engineer. And on Mondays and Tuesdays, I have my word that Brother D said to do. So I'm doing my part. If y'all just did half of y'all part, we'd be all right. We'd save the world. We'd save the world.
Yeah, we could.
I do my part. On Sister Marion's show, I'm a hidden partner, or what they call it, a silent partner. All I do is open up and let her do her. Yeah. I'm a silent partner. Yeah. But okay, it was like I said, Sister Mary, like just Emily just said, and like Brother Tim and Brother D, as always, the word was good. Anytime that the word is good, I don't care what it is, it's always good. The word is always good. If it's
amen.
The word.
It's good.
And guess what else? Look, my birthday is next Wednesday, and I'm going to be on the show.
Praise God.
28 years old.
It's a blessing.
Right.
That's a blessing, Sister Emily. Some people don't make 28.
Well, all right, guys. With that being said, That concludes our show for today on the time for reflection with Sister Marilyn. If anybody got anything, we hope you did get some out of the sermon today, and we continue to pray for y'all regardless. And Brother D, I heard that prayer you was getting. You were sounding a little. You were sounding like me there for a minute there. You had me about to cry.
Amen.
Beautiful prayer.
God is just good. It was just amazing how they called and I spoke to him, and then she talked on the very thing that I spoke to him about. And that's just God being good. That's just
I got you. Well, I'm like Sister Emily. We finna get on and get out of here because I got background noise, but we finna get out of here. Thank y'all and God bless. Thank you.
Okay.
God bless you. Have a good evening.
That being said, Sister Marion, thank you, and have a blessed day. That concludes our ceremony for today. God bless. Sister Marion, I'm waiting on you to get out of here, Sister Marion. All right, Sister Marion, she might not know how to get out of here. I'll get out of here. Okay. All right, Sister Marion. All right, Brother D, Brother House, you know today is Wednesday. I'm at a remote location with a lot of noise, and I might be going live. If y'all got anything y'all want to keep the show going on, kick off something. Where you at, kid or somebody? Y'all kick off the show. I don't want to. They said this morning I was begging for somebody to keep the show going. Never beg, man. I'm just asking. Never begging. I ain't begging yet. So, Brother Tim and Brother D, if y'all got anything to talk about, go ahead and kick it off. Somebody might jump in there.
You know me, dog. I heard someone saying something.
Play that song, dog.
Which one you want to hear?
Play that song.
The one you just got through playing.
Oh. That's I'm Coming, Lord.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on, let me see. Can I get to it? I told y'all I'm in a remote location. They got me. It got me kind of messed up here. Oh, I forgot. I would play it, but believe it or not, I can't get back to it because I'm on my tablet. I'm on my phone tablet, and you know, I don't got my full screen like I want to. I apologize. We'll remember that for the next time.
I like that.
We'll remember for the next time. What else we got going on out there, Brother D, Brother Tim?
You know, man,
y'all got nothing going on?
Nothing going. Nah, they must have everything going. They ain't hit the one.
All right, ain't no problem. Well, like I said, we can we go ahead and I got my thing back. Hold on. Hold on. I got it back.
Call me love.
Call me love.
With you by
We didn't say it was going to pay it.
We didn't say they was going to pay it, but they should be responsible to pay it because they should have a safe place for you to race your car at. And if somebody busts a vast ball of them as you burning your car and finna race and you bust your tie, they should pay it. Plus, they ought to pay for that man's tie getting bust.
They pay for that tie, too. And another thing, 2-4-0-17-04.
Hey, 2-4-0-17-04.
Right, and the wrong person.
I got you, dog. Well, I'm letting Brother
right.
D go ahead, Brother D. Hey, dog.
I said something like that just hadn't happened at the right track and to the wrong person. That's all. Because if it happened to the wrong person at the right track, it's going to be a big shame thing. Oh. And the track going to be responsible. You can make the track responsible for that. A person that think like Brother D think, I might want to spend more money than it would be worth to me just to take them through a point. You know what I mean? I'm taking them to court. Because they're definitely responsible for it. 100% responsible.
Hey, dog.
Come on, my brother.
Yeah,
come on.
What if the track say, this ain't our event? You got to go see the promoter about that. Now what?
We don't care. We don't care who event it is. Bottom line is, it's the track. The track responsible for
track.
If they ran it out or whatever, the track is still overall responsible. Don't care what they did. Don't care who you been.
They own that track.
I'm like Brother D now. I'm real strong about this one. We ain't saying they gonna pay. We not saying they gonna pay.
Yep.
We just said they should.
We're saying they responsible for it. Yeah. Now, and to show you something about that event, I read the track, but let someone get hurt there. They not gonna. They can't sue me through that track.
That's right.
Let someone get killed.
All responsibility goes along with the track. The track should have made sure they had enough security, enough whatever, to make sure that everything was supposed to run the way it's supposed to run. That's what they supposed to do. Fact of matter, if I run the track, and it ain't going to be my expense to pay, I'd make sure they had somebody out there to do it because I ain't got to pay the expense. I'd make sure they had somebody out there that didn't show that stuff. That's just me now. That's just my fault. All right, y'all talk, guys. I got a few minutes. That's the only reason I'm talking to y'all. I got a few minutes. Somebody said they wanted to, you know, to keep the show going, and we had to keep the show going. I just brought that up because somebody brought it up to me. But I told them, and they might look at me funny. They asked me as a DP man. I said, I got to pay the man. If you can't go, I got to pay the man.
That was an interesting question now. That question, that make you think a little bit.
Yeah. Somebody texted me and said, what if it's a hard down and you can't run? I said, come on, man, an all-down is regular stuff. All-down don't count. They definitely don't count. They asked me about an all-down. All-down don't count. Come on in here, Chair. A body cold or somebody on the, whoever on body on wheelchair line. Come
Will,
on
Will it down.
Talk to me, Cole.
Make the difference. I mean, some events, they make you get insurance as well, and they be on there as a rider. That way they can
right
see
on.
You in them.
Okay. Good report. Good report. Yeah, like I said, we learn something every day. But
down,
I know bottom line,
unless you got
something like that, though. Yeah, bottom line, if you got don't got something like that, eventually it falls on the track, unless you got something like that,
Bobby. Because I was going to explain that, Bobby. I didn't understand that about the rider. I didn't understand what he said, dog. I understand
fully what it is. What it is just like the track belongs to you. Just like I think Brother Mike just said, what if somebody rented the track or whatever. But if you don't, you hit that rider, it's just like whatever happened, you're responsible for it, and they can't sue you because you overall responsible for it.
Yeah. If you sign a waiver where you come in at your own expense, and it's your event. Some events, they make you get insurance just in case. They get in a bad situation and they insurance gonna pay a certain amount and you got your insurance to back that shit up. So they do have a contract with you are renting the facility and doing the event.
Will it know?
Hold on, guys. I gotta talk to the police for a minute.
Oh, man. Don't let them put them cuffs on your ass now.
Better behave, goddamn.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty tricky there, Bobby. I said, man, that don't make...
No, so, Bobby, tell me the truth. I know about that. Bobby, tell me the truth. Bobby, tell me the truth about that. I know about that.
Hey, will it know?
Maybe.
Yeah, kid.
Maybe.
Oh, let me ask him this question, Tim. Now, you said, mm-hmm. why would you be liable is to pay, and the man is already, you know, getting ready to do his burnout or whatever, and do the race.
I'm the DP man. If he busted,
right, it wasn't
hit. Thank you, dog, for answering, dog. This is what I'm saying. As the DP man, I'm going to pay whoever ain't ready. I don't care who fought it was or how I did, even if I seen it. He can't race. If he can't race and the man want his money, me as a DP man, I would have to pay that man his money because he can't race. That's why.
Yeah.
Because that could lead to a big controversy.
Right. Why would it be a controversy?
Because this man, Bobby, he's on the line. He's doing his burnout or whatever.
Yeah.
He's getting ready to race.
He's getting ready to race.
It's not his fault. Some clowns have dropped some glass or something on the track.
Glass on the thing. Mm-hmm. That's
right.
I'm with you, kid. I'm with you 1,000%.
If we got money locked in,
we got to race at a certain time, not be sitting in the. If we wreck our car or dab the motor, he was ready, Bobby. It doesn't make a difference. Ready and race is two different things. Ready and race.
See, Tim, y'all gotta stop looking at that shit morally and look at it how I joke on the ticket. Now, morally, Bobby might say, okay, man, I seen what just happened. You brush your tie, I ain't gonna take your money. But if he wanna take it, he can take it because the man can't race. That ain't Bobby's fault. It ain't Bobby's fault because he ain't rich. Y'all looking at it morally, and it's not his fault either. It is his fault. If his fault, he ran over the damn glass and busted his car.
I'm gonna ask you. Hey, Tim, in your situation at 42, you shook down one more shakedown, and you was locked in to run the next round, and you went down there and went through the sand pit. What the fuck you want them to do? Just say, I wrecked my car. I don't want to pay you the money.
Good report,
Bobby. Good
report.
Wait a minute. It's the same thing. You was ready to race after that shakedown. So something happened. In the midst of the storm, you can't make it to the next round. So you have to pay.
Okay, but that's because I did something. But watch this.
Tim, that's why we said the track. What you're saying is got a point. But that's why we said the man should not have to pay for it, but he will. The track ought to reimburse that man for that, though. But if there's a DP man, you got to pay Bobby Cole because you wasn't ready to race. Don't care what happened. You wasn't ready.
I don't have nothing to do with you. I got another race an hour after we do this here, so it don't make no difference what happened to your car. You disqualified. If you can't get up
so
there.
You're telling me, now watch this, you got one of them wine heads up on the line, I do the burnout and run over one and bust all my windshield, I tear my front end up, you say that's my fault? I can't run?
No, but you got to, if that man was in DP money, you got to pay him his money if you can't race.
It's your fault that you can't get to that tree. That's your business. I ain't got nothing to do with that aside over there. I'm taking the tree. I take the tree. If the tree counts you out and they go red, your ass, I mean, you lost, man. You didn't make the call.
Good.
You're supposed to race at 9 o'clock.
Tim, y'all got, see, that's the problem with everybody now. The reason is a problem. Everybody want to look at how it is morally. They look at it morally. You got to look at what it is for real. You signed a contract to be ready to race at a certain time, and you can't race.
That's why you put up the park out money for people getting their car ready to travel, buying shit. If you don't race, you reimburse them for their time and the money they just spent. That's what park out money is for. It doesn't matter what happened. They want to secure this spot. If you put money down on the house and you don't fuck around and pay it no more money to get it out, you don't pay the closing, guess what? You lose the money and don't got the house. If the light bill is 800, you go pay 100,
and don't make no arrangement to pay the rest of them as a shutoff notice, guess what? You in the dog.
Oh, man.
So, hey, Bobby, and I, it's not your fault. So they all piled up on the line, the track telling, clear the line, clear the line.
Hey, Sam,
I can't get up there.
You still trying to make your way right with some imaginary stuff that you keep doing. If you can't make the call and we race at a certain time, you lose. I don't care if you can't get up there. If I want to be an asshole, that's your business. You should have left an hour ago. When I take that tree,
I can take your money. It's nasty, but it's fucking. You're right. Tim, that's what we trying to show you. Now, Tim, you might not take the money, but that don't mean Bobby might nothing. You might not take the money, but Bobby might want to.
Let me tell you something about Rock. If you lock Rock in, Rock is going to go up there with a watch and sit at the back of the goddamn staging lane. And he's going to watch that motherfucking hand until it gets right. If you 1 second late and you ain't where he's sitting at, he want his money.
Oh, man.
And Bobby, tell him how he made you. Tell him, Bobby, tell him how he made you suit up and get in the goddamn car.
Maybe unload the car. I had to be race ready at this time, so I had to get the car out. They didn't have their car there. I had to unload my car. Taylor had to put on the suit, get in the car, and for him to pay my money.
I'm with you, kid, all the way.
I would hate to be the DQ man in this situation.
I'm glad you and Dog said it. I was a DP man. Wait a minute.
I was a DP man.
So I'm going to ask you a question. What do you think the DP put up a deposit for? What do that mean?
Yeah, I mean, if you can't race or you late or something like that, you over there pooting and farting the car hurt
you,
or something.
You get paid for coming down there. You just answered your own question. So why are you going around with all the other questions? You answered your own question.
Because the way Dog said it, it was like the man ready to race. Let me ask you. Dog made it seem like the man ready to go. One of them wine heads dropped a bottle. He drove over and blew the tire out. That wasn't none of his fault. He was ready to race.
Regardless, I didn't make it seem like that's the question I asked, but he still wasn't ready. He still wasn't ready. Regardless
of
why he wasn't ready. He wasn't ready.
He couldn't make the call. If your knife is but stick in your car with on your purger and I'm in the tree, what do I supposed to do? I'm over there on the train break. You still back there trying to turn the nitrogen bottle on, counting your money and all that shit. I'm gone. And sometimes it's hard, but it's fair, man. That's what it's all about. I have been on both sides of it. I've seen a whole lot with that shit right there. Motherfucker, you think your friend ain't your friend when it comes down to that money.
Mm-hmm.
I have waited on a lot of people. A lot of people waited on me, but a lot of people shitted on me and said, hey, I ain't finna split the money. I ain't going up there. You lose. That's it. I ain't waiting on you. There it is. It's only business. If you'd have drove away from Michigan, drove down here to Florida, and a motherfucker break his car, and you up there on the line ready to go, you and up there jumping up and down, he get over there and burn out his tie and had a blowout, that ain't your problem. You're going to say, well, hell, you just keep the $2,000 lock-in money? Hell, you spent $4,000 in the hotel room and spent $3,000 coming down there, you going to let us keep the money, Tim? Tim,
I don't think that's...
I know, but that's, we don't need to ring around the road. You won't let him keep the money. You just spent $8,000 already. And now you're finna run for 2 on 10. You going to let him keep the $2,000? That $2,000 going to be in your pocket for you buying gas, tires, nitrous, and some of your traveling fees. That's what it's for. Some people turn out in the worst situation. Some people sell their cars. If you sold it, you owe the man the money. That's what the lock-in is for. People can take it or people can work out a deal with you or let y'all won't have the deal if I ain't spend a certain amount of money. If I lock you in for Florida and I go to Florida, you can forget it. You got to ask it unasked. And you're the only one up there talking. All these are DP deposit. Now you act like you don't know what it means. Shit, you don't know what it means. I mean, we had a discussion with Zay and them back there a while back, a couple years ago. I mean, they locked in. They just sat at the back of the staging lane. I don't know how it would turn out, but one guy's locked in for this time, and Zay said he locked in to be in the staging lane. So he can sit in the stage lane all day if he locked in to be in the stage lane. He didn't say what time he had to race.
Now, that's another good report that Bobby just brought up. See, that's why guys be talking about, oh, be in the stage lane by 6. Okay, I can go to the stage lane by 6. The track closed at 2. I can still be in there waiting. You just said be in there. You ain't said what time it was going to run or nothing.
Yeah.
You got to be specific on the shit you do. And then when a joker call you to it, you got to be able to answer the bell. If you can't answer the bell, then you got to pay the money. You got to pay it.
I keep telling you, oh, it's a small block. I got a small block. But when I turn around and lock your ass in, I didn't say nothing about no small block. Your mindset still telling me, oh, I got a small block in my car. I locked you in.
Tony
I didn't say nothing about you.
Tony
lock in.
Tony
you locked in. I got a goddamn big block.
Yeah. I agree with that, Bobby, because I got tricked like that early in the first time I brought the car over there. They told me, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I said, okay. No, man, I'm not. They went in and changed the subject. They came back and said, okay, lock in, man. I said, it's locked.
Tim.
I never told
Tim,
I never
this
told
is the best
you
way. Tim.
Man,
Tim, this is the best way to do it. Everything Bobby telling you is the way people do shit and they talk bad. Tim, don't care what nobody done say to Tim House. When you lock your car and when you put that money up, go over everything you want done. I don't care what they done implied. See, Tony Bryan did the same thing that Bobby just said. Small block. They locked in, and then they come in there. Tony said, I just said I had a small block. You didn't lock no money in there, no. You didn't lock Nav's dollar in for no small block. You just locked me in because you already said small block.
I tell you how my buddy did tricks, man. There's so many tricks in this shit. That's unreal. I locked you in. The goddamn race over here. We running up on the lead rules right here. Okay, I get there, having problems, I pay you the punk out money. I come back over there and say, okay, let's go, we're going to run for $5,000. Okay, we run for $5,000. I ain't locked into no rules then. You didn't check the motor the first time either, so
Bobby,
I don't know what
Bobby,
I got to do.
I didn't know you was that damn nasty, Bobby, but you're right, though. Now, Bobby coming in with some shit that I didn't know he knows about. You're right. See, but like he's saying, you relock in a race. If you don't lock, you relock in a race and don't say nothing, them rules that you did in the first race don't mean shit.
That's what happened to me.
I paid for that
money. Hey, man, that was the first thing we were talking about. Now we changed the whole subject. It's a whole new race now. I said, what you talking about, man? Like, that was over with. We started all of, man, I got mad as hell. Shoot, man, I couldn't believe that. Man, y'all full of crap.
That's what the trick
is. We locked in, and I'm going to send you, when I send the money, we lock. Well, I know that's right. I get ready and all that. They ain't sent no money. I'm ready to go. I'm up at the track. They ain't even showed up. I'm like, these Negroes, boy, I tell you. They slicker than owl crap, boy, I tell you.
Owl shit. Owl shit for you.
There you go. Thank you very much, kid. I said, man, these guys, man. So I listen now as much as I can. But y'all sure, you still teaching me. I'm listening, boy. I'm listening, but I may not agree, but I'm sure listening. God. Hey, kid, I don't know, man. We may be too old for this. Hey, take some. You need a doggone lawyer with this stuff.
I've been said you need a lawyer when you lock in a race.
Well, you just got to know what you're doing. I mean, if you don't know what you're doing, you better set your ass down and let somebody else lock the shit in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's very important. When you got to travel a long way, you need to put the weather revisor in your lock-in. You need to know, you need to know whether the starter is on, the auto starter is on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all that shit makes a difference. Some people trick your ass all day long. I don't like to bring the bullshit into it, because when you got bullshit, you don't get bullshit in the beginning, you got bullshit in the end.
Right.
Yep. I
ain't trying to play no games with nobody.
Especially
that's just a problem.
Hey,
I don't
Bob,
want to play with your money,
time,
and I don't want you playing with mine.
Who that time painted the car the same color as the other car he's supposed to be racing and went out there and ran with a faster car?
I can't remember.
Wasn't that Tony Bynes? I think that was Tony Bynes did that.
Yeah, when he had them two gray cars.
Yeah, when he had both of them gray cars.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know nobody did. I know goddamn Nate and you in Chicago and them used to do it. Them Big Joe and them motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
Olsen and them motherfuckers over there. You run one of them motherfuckers one morning and that night you ran a gangster. Yeah, you ran a goddamn gangster for real.
Big Pow, baby.
Big Pow.
I remember Candy Crusher. They got Tony Bynes' ass too, but they put Candy Crusher on that Pro Mall car. What that Pro Mall was called?
Black Nas or something, Black Twitter or some shit.
Dog, what Pro Mall was that? That orange and gray Camaro out of Carolina, I think.
So, Camaro, I just got back on the phone. I hear you.
Stop, top. Mm-hmm. Also, they got a bad red IROC Camaro up north too, right, Dre? I just wanted to bring that up.
Oh man,
they got IROC Camaro right up north.
That doggone little wheel that Junior tried to play that on me. Tim House, I'ma drive, I'ma do this, I'ma do that. Then when he said, okay,
mm-hmm.
lock in, and then when he locked in, I never said that I was driving.
Right.
I caught it. I said, you forgot one thing, though. All that's good. You forgot that you drive.
Mm-hmm.
The famous me. Hey, the famous me and Chuck, 100 on 100. The famous me and Chuck, 100 on 100.
Mm-hmm.
That was the coldest one ever in the world, right?
I told Chuck, I'll run you for 1,500, I'll run you for 5,000, I'll run you for 3,000. I said all that shit. But we put the money out, I said 100 on 100.
Boy, Chuck was
yeah,
nice
buddy.
Oh, hell no.
I'm glad Brother D ain't talking because he be wanna beat up somebody. He ain't tricking out his money, but it's fast.
Well, I tell you, boy, you gotta be listening.
I'm telling you, you need a lawyer to negotiate a goddamn good race.
You ain't lying. They got a lot of cars over there, dog.
Huh?
You got a lot of cars over there?
Shit, they had Pro Mods, Pro Mod motorcycles, Pro Mod bikes. They had everything on this motherfucker. Hell yeah, Bobby, this bitch fucking fucked up again. I said fucked up because the regular motherfucker saying you in this bitch, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What's up, man?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't like this. I don't like it, though. I don't like it.
There's some Pro Mods over there testing, dog.
They had a whole bunch of Stevie Fass and all of them. Stevie Fass and all of them was over here. Steel Shooter.
Yeah, well, they hit.
What's up,
they
now?
Hit
y'all yeah, all of them was over here. Yeah, all of them was over here. Belushi.
Yep.
Where you at, dog?
Belushi was over here. All of them. Belushi, all of them.
Yeah, they're getting ready for Charlotte the weekend.
Hey, I see.
Where
I
you
see
at, dog?
I see,
where you,
dog?
What track you at?
I seen dog one time. He tricked the motherfucker so bad. That was
if you don't know where, if you don't know where I be, at, if you don't know where I be, at every wind to come out. Hey, hit the red button in the middle of your phone.
All right. Sorry about that, dog. Hey, man. Hey, dog. Y'all need to send somebody over there and get him checked because he really hallucinating today, man. I don't know what
he's doing. I swear. But see, the thing about it, Tim, the shit didn't evolve. Back in the day, we didn't have that kind of bullshit that we talking about now. We didn't have that kind of shit. But
yeah,
right now, that's what's going on. So, I mean, you know, you either don't get involved with it or you better know how to play the game. That's all I got to say.
Right. It's a whole lot of trickery in the shit nowadays,
I ain't saying it. That's where it ought to go. And it's going to get somebody hurt, probably. But that's the way they play the game now, Tim. That's the way they play the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They ain't that tripping motherfucker. If you don't say nothing about the ties, you motherfucker coming up with Shirley Moe Downers on. I mean, you done got to fuck with you. That's why I want everybody to be quiet. When a motherfucker locking their money in, they don't want you fucking with their money. If they want to trick them up, they want to. But you better know what you're doing when you take that goddamn stand.
step up to the mic.
Yep.
I seen dog fuck whatchamacallit out this morning down there in goddamn Fayetteville that time. He told him, yeah, you got the back side, just give me the break. And that motherfucker gave dog the break.
That dummy did it. He didn't know which way I went. That dummy did it. But I wasn't tricking him. He thought he had something sweet, but I gave him the back side.
Yeah,
I made him feel, hey, Bobby, I made him feel a little like, man, I don't give a damn about you. I'll give you the back tie, boy. You got the back tie.
Uh-huh.
All in his mind, he heard was the back tie. I said, you got the back tie.
Uh-huh.
And you give me the break. He said, okay. Okay. You're right. Ray, I destroyed him down there.
Yeah, that was one of the best fuck moves I ever seen. He told that motherfucker, I got the back, and you got the back tie, but I got the brake. He said, okay. I said, this motherfucker just agreed to get the back tie. I mean,
he should have sold his race car after that race.
You ain't lying.
Hey, that was a tutu driver. That's what I guess it would be. No, that wasn't tutu driver. No, it wasn't. That was him. That was somebody else. That was a big 50 driver, somebody. Grand 50, Grand Nasty, or something. Grand 50, or something.
Grand Nasty, yeah. Grand Nasty.
Nah, it was 50.
No, 50. It was Grand 50, a big 50, or some shit like that. A big 90, a big 100,
nah,
whatever they call it. Some dumb
grand.
Shit.
Grand out of New York.
50 grand, everybody, 50 grand. 50 grand, yeah.
He should have been barred from racing.
See, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put that 882 on the motherfucker.
Brother D, your mic back on, Brother D. Your mic back on, D. When you hit the one button, I'll be looking at every now and then. When I come back to the board, I'll look at it. Anybody got their hand up, I'll open the mic. Damn.
Hey, that Brother D going down to the circuit. They got a Buick meet down there.
Oh, man, not Bowling Green, Bobby Cole. Not Bowling Green.
Hey, Bobby, is it a, you said it's a Buick meet down there, not a Buick scrap part, auction.
Oh, come on, dog. Lord, have mercy.
Come on, man.
See, where you at, baby?
It might go. He on there.
I'm here,
brother. Brother D, if you on there, you got to talk up, baby. You can't talk low. You got to. Come out the pool, bitch.
He talk like Sweet Willie Wine.
Sweet Willie Wine.
No,
hey,
got
Tim.
That.
Hey, Tim. Tim.
Yeah.
The way you raise him, somebody can they can always get their park out money back from you, or they don't have to pay the park out the way you be. They can always get you.
Man. Man, dog, I don't know where that come from with that. They've been tricking him a long time. So he ain't no kid. They've been tricking him a long time.
Hey, Bobby, that motherfucker under the influence, because you locked the grudge in that we got your motor in the motherfucker now.
I ain't messing with that.
It's bad. Yeah, it's sick, man. I bid the motor itself.
882 BC, Bobby Cole.
882 BC. What the BC stand for?
Bobby Cole. That 880. That 880 is in that damn in the Camaro, man.
That man crazy as hell, man.
How the hell you know I had 882 motor?
Hey, man, that man been talking that shit for years, but somebody, because you locked the car in, we got your motor in the motherfucker now.
How you know we had 882?
I was told that
Dre was on the phone, he know. I was told to watch out, because that dog on Dre and them trying to be slick on you, Tim. And I said, okay. You know they got one of them dog on 882 BC.
I
want to
know how you know
that. I'm just going by what I was told, Bobby Cole.
who told you that shit? Who told you?
I'm not getting into that. I bought that motor out of George William Pro Mod 882, and I don't know how the hell you know that.
I'm just going by.
Bobby Cole.
Who
I
told
got some
you that?
People all around this place that know these things. I got a lot of people around here trying to help me, Bobby.
Don't nobody know that but Mike Hill. I know he ain't tuning on your car and told you that. I'm going to ask Mike.
Oh, man. Not Black Jesus. Not Black
nobody
Jesus.
Nobody know I bought that motor but Mike Hill. I'm going to call
mm-hmm.
you.
No, no, no,
who
no.
Who told you that,
no, no. No, 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 no.
No,
no. No. It wasn't Bobby Cole.
What do you mean? No. I mean...
It wasn't Bobby Cole. Let me tell you.
Man,
Dre,
let me tell you
no.
something. If I had one of the Bobby Cole motors in the motherfucking grill, we'd be in the
you
traffic
did.
Side right goddamn
you did.
Now.
They said the doggone motor was so big, it darn near fit. It couldn't almost fit between the doggone rails up there.
Well, hold up. Can I lock in Big Red?
Nope. I don't want no trouble. I told you I don't want no trouble. Nope.
Oh, I know goddamn well you don't want no trouble with that motherfucker now. I know damn well you don't want to see it.
Yeah, they don't want to see it now.
Watch it. Capital N-O.
I
know
goddamn
no,
well
I don't
you
want
don't
it.
Want to see it now. Hey, there's plenty of motherfuckers up your way don't want to see that motherfucker now.
Oh, man.
Well, we do have a lot of help up here. We can
go get Rand to go get in there, them motherfuckers. I bet you they don't want to look this way.
We'll be in Florida with it, Tim. Coming to Florida?
Wesley Snipes will be on the way. Wesley Snipes will be on
man,
the way.
Man, I don't give a fuck about no Wesley Snipes. You think I give a damn?
Coleman Young will be on the way.
I wouldn't give a fuck. What has he done in the last year or so?
Don Ye will be on the way.
I don't care.
Tate the Great will be on the way. You got a lot of choices. You got a lot of choices.
But I want two. I don't want nobody else. I want two.
You go trying to scrape the bottom feeders.
I'm trying
you
to
over there
two
hanging out with Bobby Cole.
Else.
You over there with Bobby Cole trying
with Tate
to.
Tate and Donye and all them if I wanted to run
you,
them.
You
I
ain't
want
trying.
Two.
I got to help you out. I got to
okay,
help you
okay.
out.
Okay, so evidently I'm not looking
you
for
ain't
him. I'm looking
there
for
you.
There
you go scraping the bottom. There you go scraping the bottom.
That's all right. That's mm-hmm. what I want. I want the bottom. I don't need the top right now.
Oh, shit.
I need the bottom, Tim. I need the bottom of the barrel, baby.
Don't want no trouble. I don't want that.
Well, you good people's name, man. I ain't going to pick on you. I ain't going to do none of that.
Hey, kid. I mean, coming up here this weekend, we got five of the fastest 484 cars and they're going to competition.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Sam,
but you forgot
Max
one word,
Sam,
Bobby.
Jesse
you forgot James, in the world.
And, you hush, man. You
okay.
got Uncle Sam, Ghostbuster, a Backstabber,
mm-hmm.
Jesse James, and
mm-hmm.
Marquise Haddon.
Man, will you hush, man? Ain't no goddamn Marquise nowhere in the damn thing, man.
I thought they were bringing
it. Okay, well, now hush, man. Please, hush. Let me hang this motherfucker up, man. You got them four fast motherfuckers. You got Alton, I think Sweetness, and somebody else is Alton over there. How
mm-hmm.
do you feel? What do you? Who? Which one of those cars you feel like gonna come out on top this weekend?
Like I said, Bobby, all them cars, goddamn, is equally matched. This goddamn is a flip of the coin, man.
Oh yes, they is. Yes, it is. Goddamn. Now.
I mean, we didn't saw him making passes after passes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mario made the pass over there with Jamie looking pretty good. Jamie had a problem, but Jamie went to Texas and got them to come out of there looking good. Been over there
mm-hmm.
Texas looking good, making the trip.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Jamie been making the trip with no problem.
Yeah.
Uncle Sam has got some... goddamn been getting down. He ain't talking about that fucking around lately, but they've been making a goddamn trip. Now, what the hell? There's going to be some upset over there.
Man, it's going to be some shit slanging over at Orleans, Lawrenceburg.
Hey, that's some hell of fire gambling going on.
There ain't
going to
be too much upset.
I ain't going to lie. If Lucky Luciano and Jesse James run.
It's gonna be a race of whoever goddamn cut the better light, because it ain't gonna be no kind of drive bys whatsoever. Mm-mm.
Gonna be who can get down.
Yep.
Most consistent gonna win.
Right, there's not going to be no drive-bys. Uh-uh, that's out the question. I don't see it happening.
So, Bobby, let me ask you this here. Out of all them 484s, all 10 of them that's out here, which one you think is really the fastest in your eyes?
I mean, you won't be able to know.
You really can't say, Dre. Like I said, they all evenly matched.
You'll be able to put your eyes on all the cars in the world, in the grocery store. In the next three races, trick or treat. Next four races, you should be able to tell who got the baddest motherfucker on this side of the goddamn globe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like that grid.
I mean, when you
lead
bike races, all hats on them, you're going to see the baddest motherfucker.
I like that red motherfucker overall, though.
And I don't think, yeah,
that's a good choice.
Most consistent gonna win. Yep. Oh yeah, motherfucker will go out there and knock the tire outside, turn that bitch up,
yep,
and then bam.
Trying to turn the world around.
Yep.
It happens. They're gonna
gotta
be very careful now with this, with that money, with that type of money up there. We very careful.
Hey, and you know another thing though, you got one man tuning on four of them motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ryan tuned on four of them goddamn 484 cars.
Yeah.
But that money ain't going to go no goddamn four ways, so that don't mean shit.
No,
everybody,
it sure ain't.
Everybody got their own program. He's just a tuner.
Yeah, he said that money ain't going to go four ways. No, that damn sure ain't going that way.
But I know they would be happy if they last three, four cars in there and do that.
But that November race is going to be off the meat rack.
Yeah, buddy.
So if he take all four of his cars to the final, semifinal, I mean that'll be some bad shit.
Yeah, that's going to be a ball burning
there,
kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
there's
going to be some
bad
shit.
I was looking at Backstab there. That motherfucker, that looked like he got it together.
Well, Backstab.
Got to make the trip, though, Dre.
Yeah, all of them got it together now. All of them got it together,
bro. All of them the same. It's about who make the trip. That's just it.
Right. That's going to be a driver's race. As long as the car get down to it.
One thing I can goddamn tell you, that game over, making a trip.
That's about who making
the
trip.
Going to the goddamn fight then.
Game over.
Like the old saying say, Bobby, the toughest battle always wins. It's the smartest battle.
Yeah, you got a point there.
Mama always told me, if the wagon make a lot of noise.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker talking about
like
it, they got to be about it now.
Analogy. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Got to be somebody now. You got to show somebody something now.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook can't help you. The back line can't
help
you.
Oh, man.
The talk show
mm-hmm.
can't
man.
Help you. There ain't nothing
Good
help
God
you.
Mm-hmm. In my Bobby Cole's voice, you got to show up to show out.
You got to show the fuck up to show out.
Mm-hmm.
I love to see Dosey Wells and Wesley Snipes get it on.
And another thing, kid, don't hate me now, hate me later, motherfucker. Don't hate
mm-hmm.
me now.
Yep.
That's BC. That's that BC. That was them boys up north call you BC. 882 BC.
Oh, man.
What you say, kid? Ain't going to be no drive-by.
No, it ain't going to be no drive-by.
Uh-uh. Well, if a motherfucker leave and get out there, it's going to be some shit now.
Mm-hmm.
We coming to that bitch like Pee Wee Herman and the Pink Panther, walking light.
Oh, man.
Man. And I know, kid, back when you were coming up, I know a lot
mm-hmm.
of you motherfuckers watch Benny Hill. We're going to come in there like Pink Panther and Benny Hill. Yes, sir. Trying to take it out, baby. We're going to fuck some motherfuckers about it up.
Yes, indeed.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. 2022 shootout, yeah, boy. These shootouts bringing out the fans, man.
Hey, Bobby Cole.
Yeah, well,
Bobby Cole.
You want to see something for your money, man? That you pay. You want to see something for your money?
I got a controversial question. I'm hoping that you might be able to answer it. When Brother Tate was down and out, they dogged him out. Now you got
mm-hmm.
a car running. The man's looking for a raid. He can't find one. I'm just asking
mm-hmm.
a question. What the heck happened? The man got his car running now, and he can't seem to find a raid. Now that sounds kind of rough to me. They were dogging the man out, spitting all on his name,
mm-hmm.
declassifying him, and then all of a sudden now you got his car running, made a couple good hits, and now all
mm-hmm.
of a sudden, he can't get a raise. The car's sitting over there on jack stand in the garage with the cover over it and dust starting to form. What's the problem? I'm just trying to figure out what the problem is.
There's no problem, Tim House. It's just like they said
okay.
last night. You've been poking at that bear, goddamn, while he was hibernating. He done woke up.
That's
now.
What I'm trying to find out. That's all I'm just trying to find out, kid. I'm trying to stir the pot again because I'm trying to find out what's going on.
You poked at that bear, got them. He done woke up now. You got a fight on your hand.
Well, what you got there is really a failure to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot, like I said earlier, you got Imp the Wagon make a lot of noise. If you bring Imp the Wagon around the corner down the hill, that motherfucker rallying all the wheels, everything rallying on.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't nothing in it.
Now, let me ask you another question, Bobby.
You put something in it,
uh-huh.
then it won't make that
out.
Noise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you got
out.
A point there.
Could it be that people are scared to run him because they may get dethroned and lose their reputation of being the big dogs and stuff like that?
I was going to get to that, Tim. I mean,
yeah,
okay.
There's going to be a lot of backlash.
You got a lot of people. Want to worry about what they're going to say on Facebook. You got
mm-hmm.
a lot of
mm-hmm.
people worried about what they're going to get on the bad report. And you got
mm-hmm.
a lot of people want to win, but don't nobody want to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And when you lose, some of these people take that loss so badly.
Personal.
Till it hurts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you talk that shit and it don't work out the way you plan, it knocks
mm-hmm.
the spark out of you.
Yes, it
Sometimes
does. Yes,
you don't
it
see
does.
People get on the phone for 2 or 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
But I have
this. Hey, come on, not get off such all year.
I am this motherfucker. Ever since I come home from prison, I done ran seven, eight motherfuckers. 18,000, 12,000, 9,000, all up with my ass. But look where I'm at now. I'm still going.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm still going. I'm going to be the same motherfucker you had.
Everybody can't take them L's, dog.
Hey, Bobby, can you hear me?
Nah.
Yeah, you okay.
Bobby, this, I got a question for you, for both you and dog. Y'all, this Cal City, y'all been racing a long
time. Come on, Cal.
And when you, if you get a loss now, does it sting a little bit, or you just keep it moving?
A loss should be a man's gain, because that should make you work much harder on your program. You can't hold your head down, you know what I mean? You got to pick your head up and keep going on. I mean, because if you take one loss, there's another one coming behind it somewhere. I mean,
but Bobby,
don't
it affect you a little bit differently when it's a certain person? See, if I lose against Chuck or Donye or Tate or Randy or somebody, it don't bother me. I don't want to lose against Lil Will or Kimo or Junior. That burned my behind right there. Because they talk a lot of trash,
like you,
ain't going to do nothing.
You one of those people. I mean, you got to realize you one of those people that you don't want to go out there unless you got to have them, you don't have them dead. But if you miss them,
I run them,
because you don't want to lose them, motherfucker. When you go to gamble, man, you got to throw it up in there because you don't know what's going to happen.
Good point. Now, Cal, say to Cal, you still on here?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I don't know if you follow much NHRA racing as I do, but back in 2015, Greg Anderson ran Erica Ender's Pro Stock Championship out there at 66. When she whooped his ass, do you know that man damn near wanted to commit suicide with a look on his face?
Oh yeah.
He could not stand for that woman to whoop him.
Is it because she was a female, you think, or because he's competitive?
She was a female.
She whooped him on the whole side.
She's a female, and he feel like she couldn't mount up to him because of who he is.
Right. Exactly.
Some people get the big head and get bigger and think their shit don't stink.
Yep.
But boy, they said the same shit all over the world. Yeah. You finna see some humble people come around here in the next few months. It's gonna be what we've been looking for a long time. You finna see it. I'm telling you, you got the bag, gonna be right.
Hey, Bobby, it's like grandmama used to say, baby, don't get too high on that horse, baby, because you have a hard fall.
I'm telling you, for that 50, you finna see some shit.
Yeah, buddy.
Thank you, the NHRA, this go around, I'm telling you. And you ain't got that 4 minute now. You got 16 of the baddest motherfuckers that they got more than that, but I don't think it's taking 16. But I wish
that's
you could have took all of them, motherfuckers. I wish you could have took all of them because all of them need a fair shot at the money because they didn't put their money in. They didn't put hard work in there. I feel like took all runs and let the cars fall where they may. If he had to rent that motherfucker Sunday, I think he needs to have that motherfucker wide open. This is going to be some shit that we're going to always remember right here.
Yep.
Bobby, I ain't making no noise.
Hey, Bobby.
I said, huh?
Remember last got there, we made that boy get out the shootout and shit in over in Carolina.
They did what happened?
Made that boy get out the shootout over there in Carolina. Mike here all having them pussy ass shootouts and shit.
Oh man,
they made that boy. He whooped us though, you know. You know what I think you need to do, Bobby? Since you talking about that shootout and all that. What I think you need to do. The first motherfucker that gets put out that goddamn shootout, I don't give a fuck who he is. The first motherfucker to get put out, you need to put his ass on the chopping block. You need to lock in. The first motherfucker get put out there shoot out 1-on-10, you don't give a fuck who it is.
Wait a minute, Wick.
That means the first round motherfucker that get put out.
Yeah, that gangster beat up for that, but we in the shootout too now. We in the shootout.
Oh, you in the shootout. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that means you have to run yourself if you get put out.
What you talking about? We're going to have a motherfucking time.
Hey, for the first time in about 3-4 months, you said some shit that makes some motherfucking sense.
I always say some shit that makes some sense, motherfucker.
Damn, Tate.
No, you don't. No, the fuck you don't.
You ain't drinking.
But I like that. Ain't no motherfucker finna go over there with no car and sit around and wait on them motherfuckers.
Yeah.
When they get their ass whooped, they gonna go over there and soak their ass and all that. Get their ass down. Get the fuck down. You got your ass whooped. You have to shoot out. Now, do you got enough heart to put your own money up and get to the motherfucking line now?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we.
I like that. I do like that.
That's a goddamn unfriendly ghost.
You got motherfuckers around here saying, hey, what the fuck we coming from? Ain't shit over there for the 5-inch time. What the fuck we going for?
I've been talking
to them boys over there in Texas over there. What's the name? Fire Peace. Real good conversation with them guys yesterday. If you don't get no lock in, would you shut the fuck up? I just said some good shit. God dang.
I ain't saying nothing. That wasn't me. I ain't saying nothing. That wasn't me.
But who the fuck was that? Say that dumb shit.
That's somebody else. That's somebody else.
Goddamn. Well, all I'm saying is, we go over there and they don't want to lock in because of the shootout, which, I mean, you know, we don't respect that. Ain't nothing you can do about that. They take some money. Ain't nothing we can do that. So what the fuck we supposed to go over there and play with our dick?
We're going on the honeymoon. We're going camping with him. It doesn't matter where, kid. We're going to eat my little ring, though.
I'm gonna go back home. He's nice, dumbass.
I'm giving kids. It matter what. There's no way he's gonna be able to sleep in peace.
Yeah, see my custom out, y'all see my custom out.
Tell me. Leave the kids. Don't
wait,
tell me.
Take your ass on mute, man.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Make your beer and go to bed. Huh? Who the hell that is? Anybody do what you want to do?
Hey,
that.
Dog, you ain't going to mute anybody, dog.
Right, you can, but you're going to draw some money off of the house.
Go on mute, man.
That ain't me. That must be Q or somebody. That ain't me.
Man, that's your goddamn boy, man.
That is not me.
That ain't me, man.
Boy, you got a brain.
I'm alive.
No, goddamn me. I thought you did with
I said, I said me and them boys over there, side piece, was talking yesterday, and they said the same thing.
Really, when he asked you said them boys over the side piece said, what the hell y'all going to come over there for? And what y'all going to be holding your dick or some shit?
Yeah, we're going to hold my dick because it's going to be, it might be cold, cold. Last time the shit, the race was over with at 9 o'clock. So what the fuck we going to sit around, shoot out over at 9 o'clock? What the fuck we going to do?
Yeah, shit, all right.
Well, if everything go right, I'm going to Dave Floyd race. Some motherfucker going to have to whoop my ass.
Well, me and you both gonna do that. I'm gonna kick Jamie in the nut. I hope you have a good weekend this weekend. I'm gonna kick Jamie in the nut, Bobby Cole, you hear me?
Yeah.
Tell me, screenshot that shit and record it. If goddamn it, everything go right, I hope you look good this weekend. And goddamn it, I'm gonna go test that white motherfucker. So since he studied testing, Bobby, it's only right I go test some more, right?
Hey Bobby, it's only right I go test tomorrow. He's testing tonight.
When he get ready to go test, I'm gonna go live. So I'm about to hang y'all up. I'm gonna go live. He's testing tonight. Go live, dog. Well, you know what? I don't give a fuck whether you go live or not. I don't even see it. I don't give a fuck. But all I'm saying is, if he's study testing that motherfucker, he gonna have 50 runs on it by the time next week he come around. I'm going to test my shit again, kid.
And they said they had another one sitting on the floor, Tate.
Yeah. Now, that's the old mode. He ain't going to put that slow motherfucker back in there.
Oh, man, not the slow mode. Okay.
Hey, you crazy. You think hey, man, that man that took that motherfucker out of there and put another motherfucker. You think he going to put that slow motherfucker back in there and fuck with me?
Oh, man.
You crazy.
That is so disrespectful, Tate.
Hey, Cat.
You okay with your mic open? If you hit the one button, your mic open, guys. You ain't got to wait to send it if you don't want to. Your mic open. You know, he done got tested. He tested any way he can. Trigger Man ain't doing private testing no more. He testing any fucking way he can.
Man.
Hey, that's some bitch trying to get that number, baby.
Hey, kid. Oh, shit. Trigger Leak on here. Oh, shit. Trigger Leak on here.
Oh, man. Not big Trigger Leak.
La da dee. La da da. La da do.
La da dee. La da da. La da da.
Trigger, I'm mad at you, Trigger.
Why?
Trigger.
Why?
I missed your motherfucking live. I was at work. I missed the motherfucking live, Trigger. I'm mad.
Oh, that motherfucker was jumping.
I'm mad at the motherfucker.
But you know why I was jumping, though? Tate?
Why?
Motherfucker wanted to see if I was a boy for real.
Hold up, we didn't have a joke today. The joke was they said when you and your husband took a picture together, they said they thought y'all was brothers.
They probably did to the day.
You showed that pussy today?
I ain't got no pussy. I got a dick, babe.
I showed that. God damn it.
Fool
a motherfucker.
Any motherfucking body. Because guess what I did today? I stayed inside and cleaned my motherfucking house. I ain't never met a boy with a low ball fade like mine. These motherfucking ways do that.
I ride my boat on them ways.
You got to leave your boat with me.
All right, I'm done.
how he hit that damn thing.
Nigga, that's a lot now. If a mother got to leave that whole boat, that's a lot, Trick.
That's a lot. It's a lot to ride these ways.
Yeah.
It's a lot to ride these ways.
I guess what? Damn, I missed it. Dog, did you see the video, dog? I missed it. A motherfucker texted me and said, Tate, did you see the line?
I didn't see the video. I didn't see it.
Work, I ain't been on Facebook all day. God,
hey. I ain't seen it,
boy.
Boy, that man said, Ralph, boy.
Ain't no boy. Hey, look, dog, my brother told me exactly this. They said, boy, she definitely ain't no boy.
Hey, Tate, and it wasn't no headshot either, Tate. It wasn't no headshot. This shit was moving for real. This shit was on live.
Oh, man.
Wasn't no motherfucking video. Wasn't no told. Wasn't no rewind. Wasn't no nothing. It was live. Second for second, minute for minute, pound for pound, round for round. Fuck.
You gotta do one. You gotta do another. That's fucked up, man. You gotta do another.
I'm
mad at it. I said, man, you bullshit.
Wit say me and my husband look like brothers, huh, Wit? Who you always picking, Wit? What it is, Wit? What you got for me, Wit, that you got to do that, Wit? Tell me. I'm here to talk to you tonight.
Man.
Tell me what it is you got for me. See, look. One thing about it, though, is two things for sure. You can make your motherfucking mouth pop popcorn, boy. I'm the realest it come, boy.
No. I'm trying to see the video.
Ain't no video. It's gone.
Video.
If you ain't catch it when it was live, it's gone.
Rick,
it's gone,
Rick,
baby.
It's gone, man. I got on Rook at 3:30.
That was a listen.
I got on Rook at 3:30.
How many people on
there? It's gone.
How many people on them?
I don't care nobody.
A lot.
How many views you have?
A lot.
I was doing about 2 to get found out.
What, about 50 people?
I went on the back lines or nothing today. He said, man, go look at that motherfucker. I'm scrolling down our page like a hype. Because they didn't say what she did or what happened. They didn't.
No.
They just said, man, you need to see this shit. I'm thinking, on there and said some slick shit and, you know, talk crazy and this and that. Something that I ain't see it. I text one motherfucker back. I said, man, I ain't see
that motherfucker. God dang.
Hey, listen. I said, man, she must have cheated the motherfucker. I just went on my page when I got home. That motherfucker gone. He said, man, that motherfucker. Boy, she definitely ain't no boy. I said,
there's no boy because she. Dude, God, I'm like.
Yeah,
like Coke bottle, huh?
Hey, fuck that. My hair, hey, you my bell. She the bell.
Yeah.
She the bell. Hey, that guy's chicken bell. The cat, the cub, and the bell.
Not at all, Jay. Nah, Trick, who wants to talk shit, baby? I know you ain't doing that but talk shit. Look at listen, one thing about it, man, shit talking don't bother me. I just be wanna know where you come from. Where your heart sit at when you do that. I wanna know.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Oh, okay. Hey, look, I don't take that shit personal no motherfucking way, man.
Don't take that shit home. don't take that shit home.
No.
That shit for entertainment for me, baby.
Stay away from me.
Yeah, one thing I do, I fuck with fair cars and pretty women. That's my specializing.
Mm-hmm. You always say that. You always say that, Rich. You always say that, Rich. You always say that. You always say that.
Yeah,
yeah,
right. That's my specialty.
Nobody, he ain't interested. I ain't neither of the two. I'm here to tell you straight up front. I'm neither of the two.
Yeah, I ain't doing nothing. You know what I mean?
When your A turn to an E, you completely knock me out the motherfucking equation. When your A turn to an E, I'm done.
I ain't doing that. You know. I ain't
no damn body, babe. I'm just me. I'm just Trika.
Yeah.
Some motherfuckers got to call me Big Trika to talk to me, you know? I like y'all. Y'all can call me Trika.
Well,
there's a couple motherfuckers that can't talk to me until they say Big Trika.
They call me Big
Wick.
He told Rock that and said, man, I could have fell out, man.
Y'all, I'm just playing. I'm just bullshitting, though. I'm having a good time. I want y'all to know something, though. It's one thing I really want y'all to know, man.
Mm-hmm.
Don't nothing really get to me personally in my house. Like, you see people talk shit. I used to, back in the day, that shit used to carry me days and days and days. But now I'm at a point in my life, my bank account sit right. Okay? I go to work. When I got something scheduled, if I don't, I don't go to work, and I'm good. I'm great. Shit. All that other shit is for fake. It's recreational. This shit don't pay me on one of my motherfucking bills. And the niggas that wanna fuck, them bitches ain't trying to give up no money, so hey, we all good.
Rich say he paid. Oh man.
He can't pay me because I got an A. I don't have an E. He can't pay me. He like pretty women and fast cars. Yeah, I'm neither of the two. I keep telling y'all, I'm neither of the two.
Yeah, he can't pay for that. He can't get what he wants.
Can't pay for this here. You cannot pay for this.
I just seen your TikTok video.
You saw it? Why motherfucking her? I'm a good vibe. This nigga like to talk to me. We like to because I got good pussy. Dog. It ain't got nothing to do with it. I'm a vibe. Y'all hoes cute, but y'all ain't that vibe, babe. It's one thing to be cute, but it's a whole nother thing to be a vibe. Y'all know what a vibe is? We might go out together somewhere and pick up a whole nother hoe. That's a vibe, babe.
My.
Okay. Say what, Bobby? Who? Oh, okay. Yeah. It's a whole fucking vibe, babe. This shit might be, I don't know who the fuck I'm going to be tonight, but I'm damn sure going to be somebody tonight. Who y'all want me to be tonight? Because I'm a damn sure be her ass.
You role play too?
Oh man.
Hey, Tate. I fuck around and got my own amateur page, man. What you talking about, man? Nah, I'm bullshit. I don't do no role playing, man. I'm just a different female. It's a few of us that live in this house. But they all are a female. You know what I'm saying? It's a woman, not women. It's one of me. She can be whoever you want her to be.
Trika, I'm getting ready to get off because you got my wallet jumping, my American Express is jumping. I got to get off of this phone. Let me get out of here. Gotta go.
Tim, go in the basement, man. Go in the basement. Damn, Tim, you can't be jumping like that, man.
It ain't jumping until it jump out your pocket, Tim. You can hold that. You can hold the damn wallet in your pocket, man. Push it back down. Stop that shit. Push it back down.
Take your ass in the basement, man, or in the garage, man. God damn. You can't just come out right like that. You got to be sneak an inbox or something, motherfucker.
Hey Tate, I'm just talking junk with Treacher. Man, it's serious, Tate. It's done got so serious, Tate. Somebody done hacked my whole inbox. I can't even borrow it back. They got my whole inbox, and I just paid them. I just gave a man $1,000 to try to get it back because I don't want my inbox to leak. I swear I don't. It's going to be some motherfucking trouble in Little China and shit out my inbox leak. I swear. It's going to be some divorcing motherfuckers around here.
You got some shit in there, niggas coming in there cutting up like that. Stop it, man. I ain't going to be there.
Man, I done seen the smallest peewee in the world. I swear.
That's a cocky ass nigga, especially if you're dope, to send a motherfucking baby dick to your.
The only thing is, the only reason why he cocky like that, because he got a lot of money and he keep trying to give it to me. I decline every Cash App he sent. On God, I decline it.
Every
Cash App.
Hey, did you tell him to go get some surgery?
That's how he get what he want. That bread, man. I decline every Cash App. I'm not gonna lie to you. And if that man leaked my inbox, it's gonna show. You be petrified. God damn it,
I ain't gonna sit up and let you just tell these lies on this show now. Ain't no motherfucker sitting no baby dick talking about he got money and this what you gonna get.
Right. Oh man, not the Vienna sausage.
I got money and this what you gonna get when you see me.
Hold up. I got a question. How he get your Cash
App? Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I be posting, like when my son was going to school and a lot of different things going on, I will change my Cash App name to match my son, but it always come back to my bank. Like I change the name of the Cash App.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he got it initially, because he sent my son $500.
Mm-hmm.
To go to school. Eh? So when he sent my son the $500, my son going on about his business, here come another Cash App, $2,500. And I was like, what? This got to be a mistake. I declined it, and then I hit him on the inbox. And I was like, hey, man, I don't know if you hacked or if somebody trying to break in my Cash App or what, but $2,500. He said, no, that was for you, for real. I love you. I'm in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Damn.
Hold up. I'm, you know, this shit here is interesting to me. So a nigga ain't sink no pussy. So a nigga ain't sink no pussy, had no pussy, ain't put his dick in your mouth for nothing and sent you $2,500?
Lord, have mercy. That's way more than a $40 holler.
It sure is. That's how I know ain't no boy.
Hey, these motherfuckers out here wilding, man. You'd be surprised some of the shit these motherfuckers out here be doing.
I'm going to tell you something, and I ain't lying. I'm not going to lie to you when I say this. Here to you, Tate. I'm going to tell you one thing, and I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to be 100% honest with you. Ain't nobody can ever snatch me at a track because this is a motherfucker looking on every corner. This bitch got binoculars somewhere trying to get a motherfucking glimpse, I swear. Every time I turn my head to the left or the right, this bitch got two eyes on me. I ain't worrying about getting snatched or nothing. I go everywhere by myself. They think they hard. They act hard. These men ain't hard. The harder I talk, the more they pay. The crazy I act, the more they want me. That's crazy. That's some crazy ass shit. I don't want a motherfucker like me. Crazy? You crazy as hell. Hey, I'm just saying. It's for real. There's a lot of shit going on behind closed doors in these inbox. Boy, these bitches be jumping. They done got the way they go in my goddamn, what they call it now? Today I had 13 messages in my goddamn Instagram inbox. I ain't even put my Instagram on my Facebook. Bitch, searching right on up.
Lord, how
much? These men got children and grandchildren, man. I ain't trying to do all that. Keep my little ass right in my little old house with my one husband that me and him look like brothers, man. I'm right here. Mm-hmm. Going no motherfucking well, man.
Good point. Good point.
Yeah.
And Trigger, you're going to come in and shut the show down.
Well, they ran me off yesterday, so I just came back to run their ass off. Mm-hmm. With the bullshit.
Oh, man, not 9-on-1 wit.
Hey, y'all, Backstab about to make a shakedown. If y'all want me to go live, I got to cut the show off. Unless y'all just want to stay on this motherfucker. Y'all was, they had a pretty good show going on there. Shut up.
Even no, was,
you can go on live. Shit. You can go on live.
I'm back.
I missed.
Y'all was having a pretty good little conversation there.
Mm-hmm. Well, Trigger gonna shut the show down anyway.
Well, who missed?
What Trigger Lee? Trigger Lee, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, man. Not the Trigger
Lee.
Oh,
shit. Hey, Ballhead, what's going on, Ballhead? What's going on, Ballhead?
I'm right here. What are you talking about? I'm getting to this shit.
Y'all want me to cut the show off? Backstab is in the middle of the
show. Go live.
I got to cut the show off, man. I'll holler at y'all later.
Bye.
Say bye to my
ass. Bye.
What the fuck you cutting the show off for?
They ain't going live.
He can't do both.
Oh, he cut the show off?
Yeah, he can't do both, man.
No, we still
his phone hooked up. Okay. His phone hooked up to whatever he got to do. So he can't go live.
That's split.
That's split.
That's split. Hey, Flip, what the fuck is you talking about, Flip? What the fuck are you talking about?
Hey, Ballhead, quit saying spliff, because spliff is weed. It's the spluh. S-P-L-A-H. The spluh.
Well, guess
you got
what?
To say spluh.
I make up the definition I want to make up. That's spluh.
Oh, okay, go ahead. Tell me what. Okay. Oh, Lord, have
mercy.
That's
my damn definition.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, you can say that's ganja. I don't give a fuck what it is. Ganja going to be pussy to me. That's what I wanted to do.
So look, let me tell you what it was then, Skin. I was talking about how hacked my inbox. I can't hardly get in it. I get some messages, like I got one just now, asked me not to tell who he was just now. But if I go in and I click certain things, it knocked me right out. It sent me right back to my Facebook page. So I just, you know, went on there and say, hey, man, whoever got my Facebook messages locked down, I'm going to send you $1,000 so you don't leak my page because it's a whole lot of shit in there I don't want to get out.
Mm.
That's all. Mm. It's a whole lot of people that's going to go to the
office.
Hell yeah. It's worth more than that, the shit in there. Shit.
Yeah.
Some of it is worth some people's sanity. Some of it is worth some people's sanity. Some of it is worth some people's sanity.
You can't say nothing. You're supposed to leak that shit. You can't keep that shit.
I can't do it. I can't leak it.
No, I heard you was over there talking about somebody sent you some money. And they ain't never seen
it. They did.
Now, let me ask you this. Now, I know we're on the
show. There they go. They texting me right now.
Let me ask you this. Why is you even telling people? That's number one.
Why are you telling people that?
That somebody
telling people
sent you $2,500.
I ain't tell them who. Because it's shit in my inbox.
No, I get it. But I'm saying, why is you telling that? That's number one. I don't care you telling it. I'm just saying, why is you telling that? You can say none of my goddamn business. Now, why is you doing that?
Okay, Ballhead. It ain't none of your goddamn business.
Okay, now, my number two question. I got that answer. My number two question is, I'm glad you told it, because that make it hard for me. Because I ain't finna be giving you no motherfucking 2,500. And you ain't supposed to give me shit if a motherfucker will give you 2,500 and ain't even smelt you. Nah. Those are my two questions.
Hey, Ballhead, but let me tell you why I really said it, Ballhead. Because people think this shit out here ain't real. People live in a fantasy world, man. And a lot of times when I come on these shows and I talk shit, the motherfuckers that's living in a fantasy land, they become more and more attracted to me. It don't stop nothing. That's why I fucking said it, honestly.
But let me say this, though. You know that's all over the world, don't you? That go for you. That go for men, women, dogs, cats.
Yeah, it do.
They do that all the time. Hey, you know how many motherfuckers that ain't saying nothing? How many women is probably intrigued by what I may say or Willie Dog or Kid?
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But that's the thing, though, Ballhead. When women are intrigued, when women are really intrigued with a man, and then you can make her say to her on the back line to make her talk shit about you. Because she's definitely intrigued about you. The difference with men being intrigued with women is once a man is seriously intrigued with her and become obsessed, they say all kind of things and make somebody else not like her. They do all kind of motherfucking bashing and slandering of a woman.
Yeah, Some of them do and some of them don't.
That's a tattoo, Fantasy Island.
Shit.
Some of them do some of them don't.
They do.
Hold on.
They get real crazy with it.
Oh, you gonna answer a flop, but you didn't answer for me, huh? Okay, motherfucker.
Nah, I'm finna call him back.
I know why you didn't answer for me, because you was only trying to make sure about you.
Motherfucker.
I know why you didn't answer.
Before I catch you on the wall. I catch you on the wall, nigga.
Oh, yeah. I'm on the wall.
Where flop at?
Hey, Skin.
Yeah, man, I'm
hey,
back.
Hey, Skin.
What up, flop?
Don't put me in no show yet, but I fucked around. I spent $2,500 unexpectedly, man. I'm going to need a few dollars.
Oh, well, you already in the show. Everybody here.
God damn, man.
Yeah,
man. Oh,
flop.
You the motherfucker said, flop. So you the motherfucker that said, don't tell the motherfucker this me.
Don't do what?
God damn.
What did he say? What?
She said,
you the motherfucker that said, don't tell the motherfucker it's me.
She just said she got an inbox that said, they said, please don't tell them it's me. That was your motherfucking name.
What is she talking about?
He kind of played dumb now.
What is she talking about?
I already put him in the show. You know
what?
I picked him right up.
What is he talking about?
Hey, I couldn't stop him talking. He said, again, don't put me in the show.
It just so happened a motherfucker sent said person unexpectedly $2,500, and they declined it, and you just happened to unexpectedly come up $2,500 short. So put two and two together, motherfucker.
Goddamn, Tate.
Why you in my motherfucking business, Tate? Now, man, you don't jam like that. Yeah, but if you want to know, send me something. Yeah, I fucked out $2,500. And I got fucked up. I don't know what you think it's about.
You unexpectedly.
He got fucked up $2,500 in the race. He raced somebody for $2,500 on Tate.
He
blew his
back
out.
Yeah, he said
he said he got it fucked off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He just didn't say how he fucked it off. He didn't say he fucked. He didn't say he went to Vegas and lost. He didn't say he bought no pussy. He didn't say nothing.
It ain't that because he lost $2,100, so it ain't $2,500. So they got to be something up.
Ooh,
how the fuck you know what I lost?
Man.
You don't know what I lost. For one, you wasn't there.
But if everybody got it in sense, then remember you told everybody on the show what you lost.
Hold on.
Why they got to have sense because they remember or don't remember?
Let me go read Teflon Don post about dick rattles and shit like that spreading rumors
oh,
and all that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, you know one thing, that post wasn't about you because you got a wee-wee.
Yeah, it's hey. You can send some too, motherfucker.
See, Khalid got that spliff.
It's a split.
Don't worry about it, sweetheart. Don't worry about it.
What y'all got?
She got that.
What you say, Flop? Y'all got Trika on the show. That what you say? Y'all got Trika on the show? No, Trika got herself on the show.
Oh, okay.
Man, see,
Flop,
it's one thing
I need you to hear me. If you don't hear me say nothing else tonight, Flop, I need you to hear me say
big
one treat. Thing.
That's Big Trika.
Uh-oh. Come on, Big Trika.
Trika Lee always on the phone, huh? Trika Lee. But see, we don't know where the dogs don't kill. So Trika Lee,
come on, Big Trika. Come on, Big Trika.
I'm listening.
Flop, I don't ride nobody wave, babe. Nobody's.
Cause you don't know how to play.
Hey, I don't
Jamie,
ride nobody wave.
You better make a takedown.
Uh-oh.
You make your own way.
Hey, dog.
Dog,
that's flappy.
Hey, dog, screaming like a bro.
That's split.
But be scared of Flop.
Your dog.
Flop back. You must be scared of Flop.
Who's scared of Flop? Skin.
How you know?
Trika Lee don't even know me. She know better than that.
You
must
be already made.
Man, I should be scared of
damn,
a motherfucking
man.
Trip that been killing since he was 11. I should be more scared of him than a football player that went to college and a school teacher. I should be scared of the rolling 60s, motherfucker.
So
Shield Knight ran one of them bitches over and he went to jail and killed one of them bitches. What are you talking about?
That was no role. He killed his own.
You a lying motherfucker.
You were from Treetop. West Side.
Okay. Okay.
Y'all on the Willie Dog show or something?
Hey, Skid, what I did. Hey, Tate, what Tate at? Because Tate, what I did tell him, Tate, though,
yeah,
is I said I was going to show their ass how to prep for a man. Since I think a lot of times people get caught up in not knowing, they run their ass in Target and buy up all the motherfucking honey pot and all the Vagisil and all the Massengill and all the motherfucking coochie spray and shit.
You supposed to be at home cooking the sun. You supposed to be in there cooking the sun.
So I did explain to them what it took to get that shit out of their system without having to use all that shit to cover up. You can't cover up. You need to clean that shit the fuck out. And what I told them was is to get a good rag, a nice white rag, some hot water and some soap and wash their ass, right? After they wash their ass, they need to drink a nice couple of bottles of water and let that shit marinate. The honey pot.
Trika, who dirty?
No, I didn't say nobody was
dirty.
I'm just saying. The women buying up all the honey pot.
Yeah, Trika.
All the honey pot. All the honey pot. All the fucking honey pot gone. All the honey pot gone. All the Vassengill. What is it called? Motherfucking hot pocket. Whatever the fuck they call it. Listen, man. I don't dibble and dabble in that bullshit, man.
Oh, man,
I don't dibble and dabble in that type of shit, though.
When you dibble and dabble and you collard greens and hot water cornbread.
I dibble and dabble in collard greens and hot water cornbread, and I dibble and dabble in a whole lot of motherfucking water and Douce too. Douce and water is my favorite too. Tito is my boyfriend on the weekends, but through the week it's the Douce because I got to get up in the morning. I done figured it out. Me and Douce, we get along through the week, but on the weekends it's me and Tito because I'm gonna be a hot mess. I drink a lot of. I drink more water.
Douce. A teaspoon of vinegar.
No. Hey, that vinegar turn your insides white. You want a nice bright pink inside, man. You don't want that white shit.
Okay.
That vinegar turn your insides
white.
Oh,
Lord.
You talking about cooking steak?
No, you know what you're talking about. You're talking about that.
That pork.
Oh, man. Not the pulled pork.
That's pork.
Yeah. That vinegar will fuck you up in the long run. It take out everything that belong there. It's stuff that belong up in there. That vinegar takes out.
You're supposed to be up in there.
Lord, how much?
I'm going to comb my hair tomorrow, though. I ain't combing my hair now.
Oh, man.
I'm going to comb this shit tomorrow.
Not the combing of the hair.
Hey kid, I don't even know when the sun came up or when the sun went down. I've been inside all day. I ain't step out the door. I had a rough day at work yesterday. I had 9 procedures and I had to get them all done in 10 hours. 9 biopsies done in 10 hours. I was tired.
Lord have mercy.
Super tired. Yeah. I got a headache today because I know a couple of them gonna be too good. So yeah, I ain't even feel like doing shit today. I just want my booty rub and some and some goddamn baby oil put on me.
There you go.
Not the booty rub.
Wait a minute, what y'all talking about? There you go, skin. I'm back. What the fuck y'all say?
Ask Tika.
That was over your head, Charles.
What you talking about? Why you mention my name though? I'm trying to figure out. I was looking at the goddamn.
Cause if she stand up and you stand up, you gonna be right where she need rubbed at.
Well, not the voice. I was looking at the mask. The mask singer. Now, I'm back to
Jeremiah.
What y'all talking about, nigga? I don't look at no bitch ass Jeremiah, nigga. Fuck you talking about?
Mad cause he got the bill. You mad cause he got the bill?
That nigga Facebook.
Oh man,
nigga,
come on, man.
Talking about GI Joe. That nigga all on Facebook, motherfucker sending me that. Man, why is y'all sending me this dumb man? I don't give no fuck what Jeremiah. That bitch ain't gonna do nothing.
I told you that.
$300 locking in, motherfucker. I don't fuck with no poor ass nigga like that. Shit, I'm like Tika Lee. Oh, motherfucker, send me $2,500. Shit.
Hold up, hold.
Don't send me shit.
Hold on. What you just said, Sheldon?
No, I said poor ass Jim. He talking about I'm thinking about Jim. I mean, get the fuck out of here.
What you say about
$2,500? I'm trying to be like Tika Lee. One motherfucker to send me $2,500.
That went over your head. That went over your head, Shorty.
No, it didn't. I know what the fuck he's saying, nigga. Ain't no damn fool.
He had to go over your head because he's taller than you. He's taller than you.
That's a motherfucker.
But you jumped it up.
My motherfucker.
Hey, Skin, what y'all been doing all day, man? What y'all been doing all day? I tried to call my friend that be sneaking me in on y'all morning show, but they wouldn't let me in today. They told me no. I don't know what the fuck I done did, man. I don't did
something.
I got no business.
That's how they feel?
Yeah, that's how they felt today. They said no.
Call me.
You can't get on here today. No. I don't know what I did. But that's okay. We'll talk about it later.
Yay.
We got a leak on the morning show, huh?
Yo, hey, I've been on that show about a year. That's fat. That's the crazy part.
Yeah, call me. Fuck them.
You'll put me on skin?
Hold on, skin.
Yeah.
Here goes the sad part. Here goes the sad part.